This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A federal appeals court is preserving access to an abortion drug for now, but under tighter rules. The AP's Donna Warder.
Mifepristone was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 20 years ago, and it's used in combination with a second drug to terminate pregnancies. But a Texas judge ruled recently to completely block the FDA's approval of the drug, following a lawsuit by the Alliance Defending Freedom, which was also involved in the Mississippi case that led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. Just before midnight Wednesday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled the drug could be dispensed, but only to the 7th week of pregnancy instead of 10, and not through the mail. The decision could still be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Donna Warder.
South Florida's battling fierce rain. Nearly a foot of rain fell in a matter of hours in Fort Lauderdale. There's been flooding and travel problems. Justin Pearson will be sworn in and back at work today at the Tennessee State Capitol after being booted for a protest on the floor of the House. The AP said Donahue.
The second of two black Democrats expelled from the Republican-led Tennessee House will be returning to the legislature. Hundreds of supporters marched with Justin Pearson through Memphis to the Shelby County Board of Commissioners meeting. The vote was 7-0 for his return. Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled for supporting gun control protesters following a deadly school shooting in Nashville. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President Trump is expected to visit the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices. He's scheduled to meet today with lawyers for New York Attorney General Letitia James. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 38 points yesterday. This is AP News. Ooh, New York City's got a rat czar. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
New York City has its first rat czar, whose sole mission? Lead the battle against the four-clawed vermin. Former schoolteacher Kathleen Karate says she couldn't believe the rat czar job was real.
Bloodthirsty is not a word you usually see in a job description.
But says she's ready to take on the city's rat population, which some peg at 2 million, others much more.
I will bring a science and systems-based approach to reducing New York City's rat population, with a strong focus on cutting off the food, water, and shelter rats need to survive.
Mayor Eric Adams, who's had some rat problems of his own, expects her to be merciless when it comes to the city's most cunning enemy.
Rats think they run the city, and we are serious about this.
Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.